So today I'm starting a new series where I am discussing the four types of women to avoid while dating. Yes, guys, I have heard you. And so today we're going to start with the first kind of woman to avoid. This is the woman that is easy to sleep with. Now, I know, guys, you might be thinking, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that is that the lady who is easy to sleep with, she has some emotional issues. She's not emotionally whole. And if it's easy for you to get, it will be easy for someone else to get if you were to get in a relationship with her where you decide, okay, this is going to be my girl. This gonna be my main girl right here. She's gonna be the one. She's more prone to be overly excited about attention from other men. That is problematic if you're the kind of guy who doesn't like for your girl to be always in somebody's face seeking for attention or affection or fishing for compliment. This kind of woman may dress in a way that gets your attention, maybe showing way too much cleavage, maybe showing way too much leg. This type of woman, as I said, has had some emotional issues in the past. She may have dealt with some trauma in her childhood, or she just may have daddy issues where, our dads are the first man who tells us we're beautiful and we're lovable. And if we don't get love from them, we find a void. Sometimes in us, where we look to fill that void with things like sex, like drugs, like alcohol, like shopping, like, but it comes from being empty. But that hole can only be filled by God. That's a God-sized hole. There are Christians who deal with being easy, falling for, I love you, and now we're in the bed. Oh, you're beautiful. Let me take you home. But again, that comes from being not whole in your emotions. But even if you are Christian and you're dealing with the fact that, hey, I'm a lady and I find myself falling for the sweet talk and the, being alone at in the middle of the night on the couch, and we're making out and things get out of hand more often than they should. If you're a lady and you're dealing with this, I want you to know that Christian guys who are serious about looking for a wife, if they are having sex, and we don't recommend that Christian guys have sex, but if they are, they're not going to be open to moving to the next level with you because they view you as being easy for them to get. But also easy for somebody else to get. And in the back of their mind, they're thinking, yeah, I may not be the only one here. She may allow other men to sleep with her. And if she is doing that now, I don't want to run the risk of getting married and have her do that to me then. So, guys, if you're dating a woman and she's easy, but you're really into her, you got good chemistry otherwise. If she's willing to go to counseling, if she's willing to deal with her emotional issues, cool. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. If she's willing to get help, I think that the situation can be salvageable. If you're friends and you have other things other than sex to fall back on in your relationship. But if she's not willing to change her behavior and you've caught her cheating multiple times, she's not willing to change. This may be the fish that you throw back. And that's okay. Don't feel bad about that, because even guys need to have boundaries about what they accept in a relationship and what they don't accept. And women, don't be afraid to say, if I want to save myself, I have to have sex. Because if I say I want to save myself, then the man will leave. If he's the man that God has for you, he will stay, even if you don't want to have sex. That's my best shot on the first type of woman to avoid while dating. If you have any questions, you can email me at makingmarriageworknow@gmail.com. Until next time, go in God.